Good afternoon. Welcome to your coronavirus update for Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020 from the Recording Library of West Texas. I'm Michael. Here are some of the stories we'll be reading today. Coronavirus vaccine is safe for people previously infected with COVID-19, company official says. First shipments of Pfizer vaccine to be delivered on December 15th. Federal government will pay for dry ice for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, source says. Vote to put healthcare workers first for coronavirus vaccine was easy, says CDC vaccine advisor. U.S. nursing home coronavirus cases hit highest peak since the spring, new report shows. Those articles and more will be coming up. First, we'll look at the numbers. From the Odessa American, Ector County total cases, both confirmed and probable, 9,140. Ector County negative, 33,770 out of 43,571 tested, with 661 pending, 151 deaths. Recovered, 7,298. Active, 1,691. ECISD daily cases, 23 students, 11 staff. From the Texas Tribune, for the first time since July, more than 9,000 people in Texas are hospitalized with COVID-19. Average new cases decreased by 1,294 cases compared with the 7-day average a week ago. On December 1st, 15,182 new cases were reported. Hospitalizations increased in Texas by 552 patients compared with a week ago. As of December 1st, 9,047 Texans are hospitalized for the coronavirus. Average new deaths decreased by 37 deaths compared with the 7-day average a week ago. On December 1st, 170 new deaths were reported. Now here are coronavirus briefs. Regulators in Britain have granted emergency authorization to the coronavirus vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Distribution of the first 800,000 doses will begin next week, with the elderly and nursing home residents receiving first priority, British Health Secretary Matt Hancock said Wednesday. In the United States, hospitals are straining under a surge of coronavirus patients, with nearly 100,000 hospitalized nationwide on Tuesday. Once vaccines are approved for U.S. use, a federal advisory board has recommended that overstretched healthcare workers be given the first doses. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows summoned FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn to a meeting Tuesday to ask why the agency was not moving faster to authorize Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine, according to a senior administration official. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is proposing a $908 billion coronavirus aid package, hoping to end a months-long impasse over emergency funding. We'll have more on that later. Low-income families have filed a lawsuit alleging that California has failed to ensure basic educational equality for underprivileged students during the shift to remote learning. More than 13.7 million coronavirus cases and 269,000 fatalities have been reported in the United States since February. U.S. CDC advisors recommended that healthcare staff and long-term care facility residents be first in line for any COVID-19 vaccines that get emergency authorization. We'll have more on that later as well. The first shipments of Pfizer's vaccine in the U.S. will be delivered on December 15th, according to an Operation Warp Speed document. Everyone in the U.S. who wants a vaccine will be able to get one by June, according to an official with the White House Immunization Initiative. And Russia will present its coronavirus vaccine at the UN today, state news agency reports. Now here are some short stories. Coronavirus vaccine is safe for people previously infected with COVID-19, company official says, from CNN Health's Amanda Seeley. The coronavirus vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech is safe for people who have already had COVID-19, according to BioNTech's chief medical officer, Dr. Özlem Türeci. We have included in our trial people who were and who were not infected with SARS-CoV-2 before, and we have not seen any differences in their safety profile, Türeci said, told reporters during a briefing Wednesday, shortly after the UK government announced it had granted authorization for use of the vaccine. People who had COVID-19 likely have some immunity to the coronavirus, but it's not clear how long that protection lasts. Pfizer announced last month that its vaccine was about 95% effective when measured 7 days after the second dose among people who have had COVID-19 and those who haven't. According to U.S. Food and Drug Administration guidance to vaccine makers, vaccine safety and COVID-19 outcomes in individuals with prior SARS-CoV-2 infection who might have been asymptomatic are important to examine because screening for prior infection is unlikely to occur prior to the administration of COVID-19 vaccines under emergency use authorization. When submitting data to the FDA, the agency says companies should break down the safety and efficacy data by prior infection status at a study entry. Pfizer and BioNTech applied for an FDA emergency use authorization on November 20th. An FDA advisory committee will meet December 10th to discuss the vaccine, and authorization could come shortly after. First shipments of Pfizer vaccine to be delivered on December 15th. From CNN's Lauren Mascarenhas and Christine Holmes. The first shipments of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine will be delivered on December 15th, according to an Operation Warp Speed document obtained by CNN on Tuesday. The document, provided to governors ahead of a call with the vice president Monday, also estimated the first shipment of Moderna's vaccine will be delivered on December 22nd. Those distribution dates are contingent upon a decision by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to authorize each vaccine for emergency use. Pfizer submitted an application to the FDA on November 20th, and Moderna submitted an application on November 30th. The FDA's Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee, a panel of independent experts, will meet on December 10th to review Pfizer's data and make a recommendation to the FDA about whether to authorize the vaccine. The document outlined a 4-day window between December 11th and December 14th for review by the FDA and CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, which makes recommendations about who should receive the vaccine first. On December 15th, the first doses of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine will be delivered, according to the outline. Next, VRBPAC is scheduled to consider Moderna's vaccine on December 17th. After a 4-day review window from December 18th to December 21st, the document stated that the first shipments of Moderna's vaccine are estimated to be delivered on December 22nd. The document included a vaccine manufacturing forecast, estimating 22.5 million doses of Pfizer's vaccine and 18 million doses of the Moderna vaccine will be produced in December. A list of essential tasks was included for governors to complete by December 4th, including pre-ordering Pfizer vaccines, enrolling providers in the COVID-19 program, and completing micro plans for distribution and administration. Federal government will pay for dry ice for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, source says, from CNN's Kristen Holmes. The U.S. federal government will pay for dry ice to help out jurisdictions that do not have the freezers needed to store Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine, a source familiar with Operation Warp Speed told CNN Tuesday. The Food and Drug Administration has asked its vaccine advisors to meet December 10th to discuss Pfizer's application for emergency use authorization for its vaccine. The temperature problem. States, cities, and territories have worried about how they could handle the delicate vaccine if it is approved and distributed. The vaccine must be shipped and stored at temperatures of around minus 100 degrees Fahrenheit or minus 75 degrees Celsius. That requires a special freezer that most hospitals, pharmacies, or clinics do not have. The solution. The federal government's plans to handle this problem were shared in a call with the healthcare industry, the source said. Jurisdictions without an ultra-low freezer will automatically receive a complimentary shipment of dry ice within 24 hours of receiving the vaccine suitcase. The dry ice will be paid for and shipped by the federal government, the source told CNN. The shipment will include the scoop, goggles, and cryogenic gloves needed to safely handle the dry ice. The government is also contracting with the company making temperature monitoring devices that will be fitted onto each suitcase to ensure the vaccines inside never thaw out and get ruined. The suitcase will carry a log to notate temperature. Each box can be used with the dry ice for 5 days and refreshed twice, meaning that the vaccine must be administered within a 15-day period. There may also be an option to refrigerate the vaccine for 20 days. Vote to put healthcare workers first for coronavirus vaccine was easy, says CDC vaccine advisor from CNN's Maggie Fox. It was an easy choice to prioritize healthcare workers for any coronavirus vaccine that might get authorized, one of the vaccine advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said on Tuesday. The decision for healthcare personnel to be in the first group to receive vaccine, I think, was a relatively easy decision for me and the rest of the members of the committee, Dr. Robert Atmar, a professor of infectious diseases at Baylor College of Medicine, told CNN's Aaron Burnett. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP, voted overwhelmingly on Tuesday to place healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities first in the queue for any authorized COVID-19 vaccine. U.S. nursing homes' coronavirus cases hit highest peak since the spring, new report shows, from CNN Health's Lauren Mascarenhas. Nursing homes in the United States recently reported their highest weekly new coronavirus cases since the spring, the American Healthcare Association and National Center for Assisted Living, AHCA-NCAL, said in a report published Tuesday. The rise correlates with the surge of infections nationwide. Our worst fears have come true as COVID runs rampant among the general population, and long-term care facilities are powerless to fully prevent it from entering due to its asymptomatic and pre-symptomatic spread, said Mark Parkinson, president and CEO of AHCA-NCAL, in a statement. Nursing homes in the Midwest were particularly hard hit, with more than a 400% increase in weekly cases since mid-September. During the week of November 15th, 49% of new nursing home cases were in the Midwest. Between mid-September and the week of November 15th, there was a 177% rise in new weekly nursing home cases nationwide. The rise in cases have been accompanied by a rise in coronavirus deaths in nursing homes. The report cites data from Johns Hopkins University and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Health experts say that rising community spread of the virus is a good indicator for surges in nursing homes. Given the fact that our elderly population is the most vulnerable and the rising level of COVID across the U.S. shows no signs of stopping, it is paramount that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention provide the highest priority for the vaccine distribution to long-term care residents and staff, Parkinson said. CDC will decrease coronavirus quarantine time from 7 to 10 days, from CNN's Jeremy Diamond. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Robert Redfield, informed Vice President Mike Pence and the White House Coronavirus Task Force members on Tuesday that the CDC will soon issue new guidelines reducing the number of days close contacts should quarantine following exposure to a COVID-19 positive individual, two senior administration officials told CNN. The new guidelines will recommend close contacts of those infected with the coronavirus should quarantine for 7 to 10 days after exposure, down from the 14 days currently recommended, the official said. Individuals can end their quarantine after 7 days if they receive a negative test, or 10 days without getting tested. The three separate attempts happening right now on U.S. COVID-19 relief, from CNN's Lauren Fox. It's almost like everyone woke up Tuesday and realized that there was a massive cliff coming at the end of December if lawmakers couldn't find an agreement on a stimulus bill. The flurry of activity from the unveiling of a bipartisan framework to an announcement from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell that he was going to present another targeted relief bill to his members might have left folks who aren't at the U.S. Capitol every day with the impression that something was going to come together soon. Reality check, it's not. There are basically three separate attempts happening right now on COVID relief, and all of them, at least at this point, are a long shot. Here is a look at what they are. The bipartisan framework. These talks between Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Bill Cassidy, and Mitt Romney, alongside Democratic Senators Joe Manchin, Mark Warner, and Jean Shaheen, and Angus King, an independent who caucuses with the Democrats, have been going on for weeks and were born out of a frustration that nothing was getting done. The inaugural in-person meeting, a dinner hosted by Warner and Collins at Murkowski's house, morphed into what became almost daily meetings, constant calls, and weekend Zooms, according to a person familiar. Eventually, a group of House members from the Problem Solvers Caucus got engaged, making the effort bicameral. But the $908 billion framework released Tuesday is just a starting point. McConnell's plan. McConnell released his own economic relief proposal Tuesday, a bill he has been working on closely with the White House, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. The bill includes many of the same provisions from the earlier targeted $500 billion proposal that failed along party lines. It's not expected to win support of Democrats now, but it is intended to be an alternative for GOP members who might be feeling some pressure from constituents back home and need something to point to as progress. The Democratic leadership offer to McConnell. While substantive discussions between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, McConnell, and McCarthy haven't occurred still, Democrats did quietly send an offer to Republican leaders Monday evening. The proposal was a non-starter, in part because it didn't include the language on liability protections, a red line for McConnell. The existence of the offer became public after McConnell alluded to it during his press conference. Lawmakers are slated to head home after the spending bill passes as soon as next week, but that could get complicated. There are a growing number of Democrats and Republicans who believe it would be unconscionable to leave without doing something on stimulus. And that is a look at your coronavirus update for this Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020, from the Recording Library of West Texas. I'm Michael, and coming up next, we'll bring you some Christmas music to take you up to 2 o'clock, at which time we'll bring you national news from USA Today. Then at 3, the local news. Here are some of the articles our volunteer readers will be narrating at that time. From the Midland Reporter-Telegram, report says rents down 31.5% in past 12 months. Odessa City Council extends mask mandate for 1 week. Field's Edge breaks ground on homeless site. Conoco may lay off as many as 500 employees. From the Odessa American, medical workers brace for new surge. DA leaves for private practice. Bland to specialize in criminal defense, family law, and personal injury cases. Landgraf files debt bill. And council backs Turner's COVID mandate. Those articles and more are coming up for you tonight, or rather today at 3 o'clock. And then tonight, we'll have the Wall Street Journal at 6. And then tonight at 7 o'clock, we'll have our Center Solutions podcast featuring the Recording Library's Executive Director, Bailey Hennis, as your host, as well as Christy Edwards and Melanie Seiss of Centers for Family and Children. On tonight's Center Solutions podcast, it's what they call almost therapy, and they'll be discussing how the outcome of a positive COVID test can affect your mental health. That's up at 7 o'clock tonight, your Center Solutions podcast. We'll be back at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Be well and have a great day. This weekend, we kick off 4 weeks of Saturday night movies that are set in the Christmas season. We begin this Saturday with the romantic comedy, While You Were Sleeping.
I'm not working this weekend, Jerry.
Lucy!
Every day I go and I sit in a booth like a veal. I work every holiday. I go home to a cat.
For Lucy, loneliness was a way of life.
Joe Jr.'s still single.
Yeah, it's a shocker.
But the moment she saw Peter, she became a believer in love at first sight.
He was perfect.
Then fate stepped in.
Oh! Mister, there's a train coming!
Oh, God, you smell good.
Now she's part of his life.
He's in a coma.
Oh, I was going to marry him.
Who's she?
She's his fiance.
No.
Peter's engaged.
She saved his life.
Part of his family.
Hey, sis, where's my, Lucy's going to marry my brother Peter.
What? I didn't mean for this to happen. I don't know what to do.
Don't tell them a thing. Since they met you, they figured they have Peter back. They need you, Lucy. Just like you need them.
Come on, everybody.
And the grandmother, they just got this heart thing.
She had 3 attacks already.
Now, you tell them now, and you might as well shoot Grandma.
That's right. You haven't met Jack yet.
Welcome to the family.
Oh, thank you.
It's funny. My brother never mentioned you.
Which one of the three Stooges was Peter's favorite?
Curly.
Ha! He's everybody's favorite. Fact is, you're not really Peter's type.
All right. Whose type am I?
I like blondes.
You like brunettes.
Can I say, Peter, I was never envious of anything that you had until now.
You have to tell me what to do. I like Jack.
Pull the plug.
You're sick.
I'm sick. You're cheating on a vegetable.
Caravan Pictures presents Sandra Bullock.
These are your husband's things.
Not my husband!
Your fiancé.
Bill Pullman.
She drives you so crazy, you don't know whether to hug her or just arm wrestle her.
Peter Gallagher.
He's awake!
Your family's here, Peter.
In a film about love. At second sight.
Who are you?
While you were sleeping.
Shouldn't have left the booth.
Oh, shouldn't have left the booth.
Shouldn't have left the booth.
The audio described While You Were Sleeping, Saturday night at 7 on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir.
children sing their song.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The we'll be right back.
Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
did. The snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose, and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. For Frosty the snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
Why can't I find you? Why have you gone away? Where is the laughter you used to bring me? Why can't I hear music play? My world is changing, I'm rearranging. Does that mean Christmas changes too? Oh. Where are you, Christmas? Do you remember the one you used to know? I'm not the same one. See what the time's done. Is that why you have let me go? Oh, Christmas is here everywhere.
Crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3.
Now here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 43 and mostly cloudy. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 30s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the mid 40s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the low 30s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 2 p.m.
Hello. This is Irene at TIC. It is Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020. I will be reading USA Today, starting with the front page. Who believed a speedy vaccine doable? He did. Monsanto.